right, everyone. Welcome to tonight's episode of the Hot Widows Club podcast. I'm Crystal, the hot widow of Eric. And with me tonight, I have the beautiful, amazing Allie, who is the hot widow of Ross.
Hi, everyone.
So we're laughing because we were just talking about taking videos. And Allie takes a lot of pictures of me. And it's always a picture of my crotch. And so she was just explaining to me how that happened.
The reason is, and I do this all the time with my kids, I am the mom that is video recording my child all the time when they're playing sports.
Right.
Okay. And then I look at the videos later, and what ends up happening is I have no video of my child because I'm not focused on the video in my phone. I'm focused on what my kid's doing. So I'm not aware of where my hand is.
Allie's phone is full of crotch shots.
So when I'm taking pictures or videos of Crystal, I'm looking into her beautiful eyes. I'm not focused on what's on my phone. It tends to be down from her face.
So there you go, audience. That's what we do here at the Hot Widows Club podcast. So
we're living in the moment.
That's right. We are living in the moment. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about living in the moment, because oftentimes in widowhood, we think to the future. We think, you know, what's going to happen next or what's in front of me. And a big piece of my journey has been living in the moment. I wake up. That's the moment. Put my feet on the floor. That's the moment. Do what I do every single day and literally just try to make it to bed only to wake up tomorrow and do whatever I'm going to do all over again. So I'm going to talk more about that, but let's get updates. What do you got?
Well, we leave for Zion in 3 days.
Yeah.
It is going to be amazing. I'm so excited.
I cannot wait.
This episode will air the day after we return, so I can share this story. But I was in charge of the VRBO. I put in Zion and the area around it. And the first VRBO that popped up was called The Ross.
Booyah!
I mean,
seems fitting.
Yes. So I clicked on it. It is beautiful, stunning, updated, fits all of us girls.
Which I'm not happy about. I thought we were sharing Ben.
Well, we still can.
There were 4 bedrooms, so
we can still share a bed.
Yeah. Well, I'm disappointed. Anyways, I think it's beautiful. I finally looked at it just like 2 days ago when I just realized it was 4 bedroom. I hadn't looked at it when you sent it earlier because I trust your judgment on that, so I didn't really care.
Uh-huh.
Freaking stunning.
It's beautiful. How cool is it that it's called The Ross? Literally called The Ross.
That's amazing.
I know. So thank you, Ross. And now you guys can't stalk us because we'll be gone if you look it up.
Okay, what else we got? What else is new to update the audience on?
Well, let's see.
How did it go telling the kids?
Okay, great question. Great question. So Hank is, I think, not understanding yet. That's okay. His little 4-year-old brain is still trying to process what that means. That's okay. Gus immediately started crying. Immediately.
Aww.
Like, I haven't seen the kid cry really a lot. And immediately his eyes welled up. My heart sank. I immediately hugged him. I didn't know what to do, you
Instinct.
Know? And we talked through where we're going. I showed him on a map. This is where we're going. This is what we're doing every day. I'm showed him pictures of the Narrows and Angel's Landing. And then I said, this is what you're going to be doing. And I walked him through everything that they're going to be doing while we're gone. And my mom, who's been great and supportive, has added things to the list to make it more exciting. And Gus can pick out what he wants to do. He's going to be hanging out with his buddies a lot, mm-hmm. which is all he wants to do. So it's going to be great, Crystal.
Yes. It sounds great. Your energy feels great. Your energy was not normally this great. You feel awesome tonight.
I am ready for this trip.
Yeah, let's do this.
I finally feel ready, other than mm-hmm. I'm not packed. That's kind of weighing on me.
Let me tell you how I packed, which I've been working
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you already have, right? Because
no,
you're amazing like that.
I haven't, because I'm trying to fit it into a carry-on. We're going to be gone for 4 days, like not very long at all. And I can't even fit it into a carry-on because I'm way overpacking. So I have to think about things. When I pack, even if I'm going for overnight, it's always a good couple days pre-work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Super stressful.
Yeah, I haven't started that, so I'm a little nervous. I would love to see what you have, or could you send me a list of what you're packing? Because I know you guys said shorts, but like, I feel like I'm always cold. So do I need to bring leggings? Do I need a jacket, like t-shirt? Like, I'm just feel like I'm not prepared. Are you wearing hiking shoes or are you wearing hiking boots?
I'm wearing those badass boots we got at the Nordstrom anniversary.
Okay. So. I agree. But then Justine sent us shoes, tennis shoes. And I'm like, okay, what?
We got this, guys. Listeners, listen, we do know what we're doing. We just don't know what we're doing. So be patient with us. But I can't wait to take, now that we have so many social media sites, videos of what we're doing and capturing these moments.
Yes, there'll probably be a lot of me videotaping Crystal. It might not be the best videos. I will try my best.
I will teach her how to video.
It's because I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at my phone, as I said before, but it's going to be good.
And I'm going to video Allie and I will get good videos, I guarantee.
Perfect.
Let's see. I'm super excited for Zion. I absolutely cannot wait for this moment. It's going to be so fun. I need to get away. I love my job. I'm really happy with work, but it'll be really nice to take a quick break from that. It's not that I worry about work. It's just work is work, right? There's a lot of responsibility there. And so I wouldn't mind just relinquishing responsibility of all the things in my life for a couple of days if I can.
Yes, we need that.
Yeah, to refresh. I was going to text Allie this morning and tell her to put something on social media. And I was going to say, okay, Allie, let's just put a day in the life of a widow on social media so that people really understand what we go through and what it's like. So what if I just share that here? Because it's been weighing on me about how intense our lives can be without a partner. So there's a 4 a.m. wake up call, a 5 a.m. workout, get home, get your meals ready for the day, get 3 kids up and ready to go to 2 different schools, coordinate their travel to school every day, make sure they get to where they're supposed to be and who they're going with, go to work, drive 30 minutes, have this big job where you have responsibilities across the nation. Allie has big responsibilities as well. During the day, make sure you're planning on what you have to do at night because there's 18 different things that you have to get to each night. And so then I rush out of work only to get home to pick up one kid, to take that kid to one location, drop them off, run back home, pick up another kid, take them all the way in the opposite direction, come back home, try to get dinner ready, go back, pick up both of those kids, come home, try to get homework done, try to get showers done, try to get packed for Zion, try to get dishes done, try to get laundry done. Kevin, the carpet munching dog, bites up the carpet.
In your room?
In Violet's room.
Oh, no.
Clean that up. Like, where did that come from? Who knows?
He knows you're leaving.
Probably. Get them to bed, get me to bed, and try to get me to sleep. That's every single day in the life of a widow. And I know that everyone else has that too, but there's another person on the other side who can do some of that driving and some of that maneuvering and some of that heavy lifting.
Yep, I know. Someday I'll share a day in the life of Allie and the boys on a weekend. Mm-hmm. It is insane. I was trying to explain to a friend what I all did this last Saturday, mm-hmm. and their mind was blown mm-hmm. on how much I do, how much I'm running around, how little time I have for myself. Almost none. My kids are young and they love to be around me. If I move anywhere in our house, they follow me. It's like I never have alone time. Half the time, one of them is sleeping with me too. So even when I'm sleeping, there's one with me.
Exactly. I had one with me last night.
It's
exhausting.
It's exhausting.
But every one of you out there who are a widow, you're going through this and you know what it's like. And I guess my purpose with sharing that on this podcast is to know you're not alone.
No.
We're all going through this together. I know that doesn't make it any better or any easier, but I appreciate you. You widows going through this and anyone else who's a single parent or anyone else who's just going through very busy things. I appreciate you. And I know what you do is hard. And I have a lot of respect for you guys who are out there going through this. And the best advice that I can give you is you're strong and it sucks, but there is going to be light at the end of the tunnel. And there's going to be a day we look back and we're like, damn, look what we did. Look at these humans. They're freaking amazing. Yeah. We formed this. I always tell Violet, when she gets sassy with me, I always say, listen, I grew you from a tiny egg inside my belly, turned you into a human, blew you out my vagina, fed you with my boobs, and now you're going to talk to me that way?
What does she respond?
Mom, stop. That's gross. Yeah, I know. I get it. I did it. But we're turning these tiny humans into amazing people who are seeing strong men and women raise them alone.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's interesting. My therapist told me this last week. He said, there is nothing more beautiful. There is nobody I like talking to more than a widow who's doing raising kids by themselves. They are the strongest, most unique humans in the world. And they don't get credit. And that's what makes them so beautiful, is nobody acknowledges what we do, how much we do, and that's okay. We don't expect it.
And I have met so many amazing widows on this journey, and widowers. I've met amazing widowers who are doing it, who did it every single day. So all of you out there who feel like there's no hope or there's no, it's too much, it's overwhelming. We're all feeling that at moments, but take a look back and just remember, damn, you're doing it. And you're doing the absolute best in the moment that you can do. And that's enough. And that's okay.
Yes. And find, I mean, we sound probably very happy on here, but the other day I was breaking down to Crystal saying, I can't do this anymore. There are days where I feel so overwhelmed. I feel like I'm not doing the right thing with my kids. It's so hard. And I break down and I cry to Crystal, and it just makes me feel like I'm not alone. And as Crystal said, you're not alone. If you ever need to reach out to us, we are here for you. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to ever feel that there's an end. There's not. Mm-mm. We're here.
Yeah, absolutely. I will wrap my arms around you. I will hug you. I'll hug her for days. Never let her go.
That was such a nice hug.
I'm not the best hugger.
You're not, but you knew.
You do okay.
But you're there for me. That's all I need.
I'll always be there for you. I'm not a very touchy person.
And that's okay.
I know. I sound like I am sometimes.
That's not your love language, probably.
No, I like to give gifts, yeah. As you know.
Yes, you're very good at that.
I like to receive them too. Nah. It's an awkward moment for me. I don't always understand it. I love getting letters, though.
Okay.
I love the letters that I get. But I prefer to give. Like, I don't know. I have no expectation of receiving. And receiving just, thank you. Like, I don't know. I'm just weird. Oh, that was big and deep. I'm sorry for just dumping that out there.
No, that's what this is for.
Right. But it's been weighing on me to make sure that I acknowledge those around us going through really big things. Updates from me. I don't have anything major. Kevin chewed up the carpet. My sister, my gosh, I have four sisters. I don't talk about this much, but I have four sisters all across the world, actually. And one of them is an avid podcast listener. So she pays very close attention to everything we say. And she remembers it. And she sends me notes on it. And it's wonderful. It makes me feel so special. I love that about her. So the other day, she sent me a song for Allie and I to listen to when we're in Zion. And it was super special because it resonated with Allie and I. And so I want to just shout out my sister and let the world know, like, how freaking amazing those people around you are, and they're thinking about you all the time. So again, widows, as you're feeling like you're alone and no one cares, and you're navigating these waters by yourself, and you're it, people are thinking about you. People are thinking about us. They care about you. And so the song that she sent was Too High by Moon Taxi. If you get a chance to listen to that, what a special song.
It gave me chills.
Me too.
It made me tear up. I love it.
Yeah, I absolutely love her for that thoughtfulness.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, those little things are what I probably appreciate the most in this world.
We should add that to our playlist this weekend and listen to it.
Okay, that and what?
Well,
what else are you going to add to the playlist? I've got a few I can definitely toss on there for us.
I feel like you should add the one that you told me about this morning, Fish.
Oh, what was the Fish song this morning I told you about?
I can't remember the name, but...
Oh, was, Joy.
Yes.
It was Joy. Add that one. Yeah. If anyone is a Fish fan, I'm a huge Fish fan. So if you have any Fish recommendations that you want to send me, I mean, their albums are endless. But I was listening to Joy this morning, which can be a very sad song. But if you think of it in the right perspective, it's all about this world is all around you and it's shiny and crazy. And, you know, just find joy in it because there's so much pain that can come across your way. But if you find the good and the bad, the good perseveres every time. As you guys know, I work in human resources and I see lots of people who use behaviors to get their needs met. And if you're into psychology at all or behavior management, you know that people don't have behaviors, they use them. And they use those behaviors to meet their needs. They don't always know what the needs are or why they choose to use those behaviors, but they use them. And so my job is to get to the root cause of why did someone use that behavior and what's the unmet need. And so sometimes in my coaching, I will say, listen, you are so fucking brilliant. Use your powers of bad for good. Find a way to turn that manipulative technique that you just cleverly found to get 15 extra minutes of work time and use that for good because that's powerful. That is really powerful, that skill that you have. And so I encourage all of you guys to find the good in the bad because there's so much bad that comes across our lives and dig really deep and find that one thing that can shine, run with it.
That's great. I love that, Crystal.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you.
Full of great quips today.
You are. You're on fire.
I had a rough night. I was talking to a friend, a widow friend last night, was having a rough night. And yeah, so I was thinking all night long and morning. So anyways, what else you got, Al?
I've had a couple friends reach out to me that want to help us with our golf outing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we need to figure out where we're going to have it.
Mm-hmm. Oak Hills.
Yes. Okay. And now we start the process of planning it. And I have a couple friends that want to have done fundraisers and want to help. So
thank you, audience.
I know. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're doing it.
We're doing it. We're doing a golf tournament. We need a date. We need to pick a date.
Yep. That's next on the list.
Okay.
Talk to Oak Hills.
Oh my gosh.
First.
So if you guys know Allie and I, like, we can never figure dates out because our lives are so crazy and hectic. And so our podcast launch party, it took us, 4 or 5 tries to get to the date that we finally finalized.
Yeah.
So for anyone who's listening and is going to have any reason for us to change a date,
Mom,
in summer, you better tell us now. You better tell us now.
Yep. Next summer. 2023
is the very first annual Ross Bruning and Eric Sauzer Memorial Golf Tournament. We need to come up with a way more clever name.
Yes. Any marketing people out there?
I know. I didn't get a lot of t-shirt ideas. A lot of folks did like Widows in the Wild Gone Wild.
I like that too.
And they also liked I'm Not a Piece of Meat.
Yep. I like that too.
I don't know if I said it on the podcast or not, so I'll say it again. Do you remember when I told you that we're going to make shirts that say, my favorite person is dead, hashtag literally?
Yes. You didn't say that on here, but you sent it to me and love it too.
I'm going to. So if anyone is listening and is willing to make a shirt for Allie and I that says on the front, my favorite person is dead, hashtag literally, and then on the back, put Hot Widows Club podcast, I'll wear it all over town, every day, all day.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. And that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. I love it.
I love that shirt idea too.
Are we going to wear Hot Widows shirts in Zion?
I think we need to wear them on the airplane.
Okay, on the airplane.
I think that. Okay.
And we're talking.
Yes, I'm planning on wearing my sexiest pair of jeans,
On the plane?
Yeah. Hot Widows Club podcast t-shirt.
Okay. I'll probably wear leggings. They're more comfortable to me.
Okay.
But that's okay. I'll wear the shirt.
But I'd like to get a video of me walking down the runway.
Of the airport?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. I got you. I can do this.
You got one task. So I can't wait to do that and promote the Hot Widows Club podcast because we have to go. Why? Who knows why we did this? We have a connection flight from Omaha to Vegas.
I know, lame.
That is lame. But that's like a lot of people who are going to see us that day.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And so if we're looking like scrubs.
Do I ever look like a scrub?
No, I'm just saying that's why I'm choosing to wear what I'm wearing. Because I want to grab attention so that people look at my shirt. Because anytime
with
I get a chance.
Sexy ass of yours and jeans. I got it.
You know it, girl.
Got it.
You always know where my mind is at.
Mm-hmm. I follow you.
Okay. She's dancing right now. I wish I would have gotten a video of that. Let's see, what else do we have on the Hot Widows Club podcast today? I started off by wanting to talk about a topic. What was that topic? Do you remember? I've already forgotten.
Living in the moment.
Living in the moment.
Something I struggle with.
Yeah. What a powerful thing. I didn't realize how much I had transformed into living in the moment. I had always lived for the future, I thought. And so I was always working ahead and planning for what comes next and what are we going to do and where are we at? Then I realized the only thing I need to look forward to is my next vacation. And so the only future thing I think about is where am I going next?
Mm-hmm.
And when I switched my mindset early this spring to where am I going next, I was able to live in the moment to get me to where I'm going next. And that's really what changed me to thinking moment to moment. Because my day was changing. I was growing. I was turning into whatever I am today from where I was yesterday. And I chose to take this very growth-oriented path that I said, I have to become a different Crystal. I don't have to. I wanted to. And my life changed so much. Everything changed. I was no longer in control. What I know about my past is my past made me who I am. It got me to exactly where I'm at today. My marriage to Eric, the most special thing in my life. I mean, my children are very special, so it's a very close second. I can't say that it's not the most, but it's pretty darn special. So my marriage to Eric was wonderful. I loved it. I love being married to him. I love being married. I loved having him as a partner. I loved even taking care of him. Every bit of that was me being as happy as I could have ever been in the moment. But it was gone. It is gone. It's not there anymore. And the only way that I can move forward is to recognize how much it did for me, how it saved me, how it shaped me, how it has created our children. It has created exactly where I'm at today. Without it, it wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I'm happy where I'm at today. And that's how I'm living in the moment. I'm appreciating what the past gave me, but I am not looking backwards anymore. I'm taking what was behind me, tossing it on my back, and we're heading forward.
Yeah, I'm still working through that. The trauma creeps up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where sometimes it's hard for me to not think how the future is going to look like. The past is what it is. I agree with you. It's created who I am. And I have gone through some absolutely beautiful moments, love, joy, and some really sad and traumatizing moments that have created who I am today. And I'm so proud of who I am today. I wouldn't change anything. I would go back in a heartbeat and do it all again. But what I struggle with is the future. It's hard for me not to think of the future and how the past has changed what I thought my future would look like. And so living in the moment is hard for me because I'm constantly thinking of the future. But I like your idea of taking one big thing like a vacation, planning that, and then everything else is just in the moment.
That's right. We need to plan our winter vacation.
Yes, like maybe during this trip.
Okay. I don't really want to waste this trip planning.
Well, we can talk, you know, just
want to hug you and dance with you.
Yeah.
Allie, you've seen me dance. Most of the audience knows that I'm a horrible, horrible dancer.
You are so cute. I love your dances.
Oh, God. I'm working on my dance moves because I'm getting stronger.
You're working on them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like taking classes?
No. Just in my bedroom, you know. Shake my hips, you know, whatever I do in there. And my fashion show is obviously.
Can I post that video yet?
No. That video is never going live.
It's so awesome.
Plus, I've done so much work on my ass since that video.
Oh, I guess you need to do a new video for
me. See. We'll see.
Can you update us on your date?
Oh.
I've had a couple people ask me about that. How did your date go?
Richard, our producer, also asked me for an update on that.
Oh, Richard.
My date went fine. A mix of emotions and thoughts and so many different things going through my mind, which were obviously, oh my God, no, this is the worst idea you ever had in your whole life. All the way to, why am I fighting this? Like, this is a nice man and I should be okay with this. And, oh my God, is Eric watching me? And what's Eric going to say? And am I going to get struck down by lightning? And did Eric send this guy to me? Does Eric want this? And oh my God, what are my kids going to say? And oh my God, what are my friends going to say? And so all of these things are going through my mind when all it should be focusing on is, hey, how is this going in the moment? So we've actually gone on 2 dates now.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they went well?
Well, the first one I was like, no, this is not happening. And then I was like, no, you need to give another shot. So the second date went well. Yes.
Is there going to be a third date?
I think so. Does that scare you?
Me?
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm nervous for, like, it makes me nervous for you because I would have probably all those same questions. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just anxious because I know how I can imagine how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Just asking all those questions right there, where there was a lot. That's where our minds are, is like,
right.
You can feel so many things at once.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you can also feel joy in all of that.
Oh yeah.
And so in all those questions I just asked, I also felt joy, right?
And excitement.
Yeah, exactly. Newness. And yeah, there's a lot of things to think about. It's interesting as a widow going through this like dating thing. I don't know what I'm doing, obviously. And I almost always know what I'm doing, but I don't have a clue here. And so one of the things I said is, listen, there is nobody else. It's me 100% of the time. The kids are always with me. There's no time. So the 30-minute little stints that I could give you, that's it, because there's no more than that. I don't even have that in a lot of cases. So I think I have to work through that. Like, what does that mean? And how much time commitment am I willing to make? And what am I willing to put into these situations?
Right.
So more to come on that.
But we have talked about how we will always be life partners.
Yeah, I will put that out here now. My commitment is to Allie. She hasn't bought me a ring yet, which she said she would.
Well, we're going to Vegas, maybe.
Okay, okay. I'm down for this. We are still life partners. That is what it is. Once you meet a widow, you just fall in love.
It's a different kind of bond.
It is a relationship that you never realized was going to be the most special relationship that you ever formed. You look at each other and you're like, I know what you're going through. I know what your day is like. It hurts. And everyone else around you is like, oh, I miss Eric, and you know, I miss, you know, Ross or whatever. And they do. They truly freaking do. It hurts them so bad. It hurts us so bad too. And we're never going to match up, right? Like, Allie and I are never both equally probably going to have the worst day of our lives. I mean, I think we have. Early on, for sure, because every day was the worst day of our lives. But it's going to come and go in waves, and you're never going to sync up with those who are missing the one that you love too. And the grief is never going to be the same. It's not the same person. You know, it's one thing to lose, you know, a collective grandparent, right? That's one thing. But when you lose a spouse versus you lose a best friend versus you lose an acquaintance, the type of loss that you experience is just different because of the way it impacted your life. So you just can't compare your grief to anyone else's and, you know, wonder why isn't this cousin grieving or why isn't this brother grieving, right? They are grieving. It's just in different ways at different times based on their relationship. Hodgepodge of things we're talking about tonight.
All good stuff.
All relative. What else do we need to share with the audience today?
My cousin's wife had a dream about Ross.
Who?
And shared it with me. You haven't met her.
Mm-hmm.
You've met a lot of my family. My family loves you. By the way, we did a pumpkin carving chili contest party thrown by my cousin Lauren, and it was amazing.
So
glad you were there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lauren and Bill. Thank you.
And shout out to Allie for winning the chili cook-off. I can't believe I forgot. So, okay.
Here's the deal. I cooked.
So Allie cooked. I'm sitting at football. Allie is late. Our boys are not playing each other. They're on opposite fields.
I never miss a game, any game.
She's never even late. She's late to everything, but never a game.
No, it's important.
And so I'm sitting there. She calls. What do I do with these jalapenos? Whatever. So I tell her what to do.
I didn't know if you take the seeds out or if you keep them in.
It's important to know. So I'm sitting at football and all of a sudden this crazy redhead comes up behind me, gets in my face, goes, look at my face. I got the peppers on my face.
I didn't know. I cut habanero peppers and I didn't wash my hands right away. And I was touching my face and my eyes and my face just blew up. And I'm like, my face is on fire. It was on fire for like 12 hours.
It was hilarious. And she shows up for the chili contest, lugging this Chilean red face in the cutest Halloween outfit you've ever seen. We took some pictures. We'll post them.
Yeah.
We should post those today. Anyways.
Crystal did the splits.
I did relive my glory days from high school. If any of my high school friends are listening, yes, I can still jump up in the air and land in the splits at 41, almost 41.
Oh, so hot.
It was. Sure was.
I was just standing behind because I can't.
But Allie knocked the socks off of that chili contest.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I cooked and apparently it was good. So
it was banging. I loved it.
Spicy.
It was good.
But my cousin sent me, a different cousin you haven't met, sent me a message saying that she had a dream about Ross this week. And the dream was about Ross talking to her about how he was so happy with the life that we had together and that we have together and that he's so proud of me. And she said that he looked great and was just overjoyed and happy with the life that we had made together. Mm-hmm. And
that's special, Al.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I know. I wish that he would come to me, but mm-hmm. I just don't think I get enough sleep. So it's, I don't know. Some people have have dreams more than others.
Jamie said she had a ton.
I know.
I've had none. I mean, I've only had the two that I've talked about on here. So any widows out there who are getting dreams regularly, tell us about them. We want to hear about them.
Yes, please.
Also, if there are widows and widowers that listen to our podcast that are interested in being a guest on our podcast and want to share their story, we would love to hear from you. So please share that on our social media sites or email us at thehotwidowsclubpodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to hear more about your stories and potentially have you on our podcast. One of the things our podcast does do, it's done for me, it's done for Allie, is it gave me an outlet to tell my story, gave me an outlet to say the things I needed to say to help me to move forward. And this is one of the most healing things I've ever done in my life.
I would agree.
Of course, I've never had anything such trauma in my life either, but
I'm glad we're doing this.
Yeah. I hope you guys all see value in it and enjoy it. Someone said the other day, I can't believe you guys are still doing that. Why wouldn't we? People still need us. We still need people. I need our audience as much as our audience needs us.
All right. I kind of need this.
I do too.
I love getting together and just chatting with you, but also I love hearing from all of you on your stories and how this is helping you not feel alone. It helps me too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what we do need to say is that we are so busy. We're really bad at this. We're not great business people. So our podcast isn't a business to us. So we don't manage our social media sites very well. So when you send us messages, if we don't respond,
it's not you.
It's not you. We're trying really hard. We get busy. So sometimes if you get messages from me at 4 o'clock in the morning, because I just woke up, it's probably when I am sending back my replies.
Yeah. It's not you. It's just, I don't have time.
All right. Well, I think with that, Allie, it's probably time to bid our audience adieu. And we can't wait to share all of our adventures in Zion. We'll pack the same thing, I guess.
Yeah. Send me your list. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hot jeans is all it's going to say. Hot jeans and booby bra. Here's what I pack. Throw the paper in water. That's a line from Home Alone. Oh. If you're not... Mom told you 8 face. Throw the paper in water. All right, guys. We love you. Have a wonderful week. And signing off from the Hot Widows Club podcast.
Love you. Bye, guys.